But let's sail on. Let's sail on. Taking a deep breath into the fire of your passion that's here on our star boat tonight as we sail past. Let's go off now through a very special corridor that Metatron has prepared into the crystalline realms. Feel it as we exit the near-Earth realms, which have all the attributes of Earth, just without the physical qualities. Feel it now as we shift, as our starboat goes now into the crystalline realms. Let yourself feel the transition, the change that takes place, and feel how it even affects your mind and your emotions, because it does. Indeed, it triggers things in your mind. And remember, there's a very big difference between feeling and mental activity. Feeling is the true sensual passion of the I am. Mental activity is all that chatter that occurs in the mind that you often mistake as feeling. It's really just mind chatter and emotion. But feel right now as we sail past the near-Earth realms into the crystalline realms. Crystalline realms that we're now coming into. They are beautiful. They are pure. They are crystalline because they are Christ-like. They are crystalline because they are of such purity. And these are the birthing realms for the cosmos. Here is where creativity comes to be. Here is where there are many angelic beings who work with humans and other angels who choose to come back into a more pure form. And here is where, on this dream walk, you can receive your own rejuvenation, your own cleansing. This is where you can come, whether it is with a group or any time on your own, what I would call a shower of the soul. I would call the cleansing of the I am, for indeed it is very, very noisy, energetically noisy back on Earth. And here you can come out into the quiet, into the beauty, into the sublime of the crystalline realms. So Metatron is just going to anchor our starboat for a moment and just park it here. I'm going to ask you to be aware the colors and the shapes out here. Now, you have to understand, the mind really doesn't comprehend so well out here. It doesn't work. But there is a part of you, the I am, the feelings, that works out here. It does know. It has been here before. And it, that part of you, can comprehend and can feel. So even if the mind chatters away, let your true feelings come out, that knowingness. Because the purity here in the crystal realms is like a reflection of the purity of you. I know that you have had thoughts, less than beautiful, loving thoughts about yourself. But out here, where it is pure, you can release those. You can simply take a deep breath and allow these healing energies of the crystalline realms come into your body, come into your mind, into your spirit, what I call the body of consciousness. There's nobody else cleansing you here. It is you allowing yourself to release any thought of anything less than perfection and love of yourself is a limitation. It is an untruth. And out here in the crystalline realms, you can release that. Any thought that you've done wrong, that you've done less than the best, you can release here. Earth, my friends, is so harsh at times. So harsh, it'll rip right through you. It'll have you believe at times that you are less than God, less than a pure angelic being. But out here, you can take a deep breath. Out here. here you can remember who you truly are. Out here you can come back into the consciousness of the I am. I am. Out here you can come into the consciousness of that pure rhythm that I exist. I exist. I am. I am a being who has been on grand journeys on the planet. I am a being who has taken on many identities and body back on planet Earth. I am one who has died 1,000 or more deaths on Earth. I am that I am, without remorse. When you bring the love of yourself to this place, to these crystalline realms, it rebalances and it rejuvenates. It cleanses and it purifies. It strips away the layers of guilt or shame or denial or anything else. It strips those away so that you can feel into who you really are. You can remember the essence. You can feel the rhythm of your own soul. Take a deep breath, my friends. In these cleansing, rejuvenating energies of the crystalline realms. Letting yourself remember who you truly are. As I said at the beginning of our session, I see who you are. I see the magnificence of your soul, the purity of your being. Not something less than perfect, but absolute mastery. That's what I see. That's why Metatron and I wanted to bring you to the crystalline realms tonight, so perhaps you would just get even a glimpse of yourself, a remembrance. You have been on Earth a long time now. That's easy to forget. You've been through so many trials and tribulations and experiences on that grand planet Earth, it's easy to forget. But perhaps coming out here tonight, you can remember. This is where the passion comes. This is where the compassion for the self comes. The same compassion we're going to take back into the astral realms in just a moment. But there's nothing to be fixed. There's nothing to change. There's simply the acceptance of the I am. That's all. Let's take a deep breath. And watch how the fires, this bonfire on our dream walk, ignites and glows and shines. As you breathe into the I am, that I am. Take a deep breath and feel how that fire of the passion of the I am glows within you right now. Take a deep breath, my dear friends. You can come out here anytime into these crystalline realms. You can come out here anytime, and dear Metatron will be there to meet you, greet you, be with you. The angelic beings who are out here working with the creation energies will be here. Or if you choose just to come out here and be in peace by yourself, just loving and nurturing yourself, you could do that as well. You can come out here anytime. Just go past the near earth realms. Don't get distracted there. Come out here. It is such a place of love and beauty. Take a deep breath and feel into it, remembering the beauty of who you truly are, with total compassion for yourself. You know, that total compassion of yourself, that's perhaps one of the two hardest things that you'll ever do. It would seem that they would be so easy to have compassion for you, but actually you find it easier to do it for others. The other hardest thing is to have love for yourself. It would seem so easy, you would think, to love yourself, but yet you find it easier to love others. The masters who have gone before you, They have finally come to understand it is about compassion and love for thyself. Perhaps the greatest challenge that any angelic being will ever have. You know, there are many angels that don't even know of this thing called love, because it was first created on earth and experienced on earth. And it is the pathway, the doorway to enlightenment and ascension. Loving thyself. What has been the journey of the angels ever since you left home has been to answer the question, who am I? And then to fall in love with the answer. Let's take a deep breath. Here we are, Metatron's starboat. On this Halloween Eve, and you thought that this was just going to be going into the astral realms. No, we wanted you to feel and experience yourself first. Now, let's take a deep breath. Metatron is signaling that it's time to set sail once again. So, take a deep breath and feel how this beautiful fire on board our starboat tonight. Oh, it's sparkling. It's like a crystal fire, not like the old wood earth fires with its harsh flames. No, this is a crystal fire. Yes, with crystal flakes, with crystal embers coming up from it, and it doesn't burn. It enhances, it purifies, it refreshes, this crystal fire on board our beautiful starboat.